Happy Saturday, everyone. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com coming to you with the good news. Some of the stories you might have missed in our community, but you really and truly need to know about. Spring is off to a busy start in Columbus County. If you think last weekend had a flurry of activity, wait and see what's going on this week. There's a festival, the Strawberry Festival, of course. A farmer's market is opening up, and even a fundraiser or two. Get out in the community and do some good. Have some time in the sunshine. There's plenty to see and do as we head into May. The 92nd Annual Strawberry Festival is going on today. The parade is at 11 o'clock. There's activities all the way up through about 7:30 tonight. Southeastern Community College is this year's parade marshal. Vendors, entertainment, a variety show, food trucks, and fun for the kids are going to be out there at Strawberry Event Field. There's also going to be plenty going on down at the depot downtown. Now, Columbus County News and Columbus County TV will be broadcasting live from our Facebook page. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always catch the parade anytime later on the CCTV YouTube channel. Now, before you head over to the Strawberry Festival, be sure you stop in at the Columbus County Farmers Market Grand Opening. That starts at 8 a.m. This is the first official weekend, even though they've been open for a while. There'll be food, music, games, and the Carolina Country Cruisers Classic Car Show will be going on tomorrow at the Farmers Market. You can always look for vendors, bakers, artisans, and crafters. We set up for all kinds of shopping needs. Remember, we've got Mother's Day coming up very shortly, folks. It's a good opportunity to get something special for Mama. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. The Columbus County Arts Council and the Community Art Journey will host the Columbus County Barn Quilt Painting Workshop today and June 14th. Funding for the free event has been provided by a grant from the North Carolina Arts Council, and it was awarded to the Community Art Journey to cover the cost. Now, if you missed today, don't worry. Call 910-625-8066 for more information and to reserve a seat at the next event. It's weeks like this that make me wish we could have a whole program full of nothing but heroes and good Samaritans. We're going to talk about those when we come right back with more of the good news.
If you love Reba McEntire, listen up. Award-winning tribute artist Robin Gallo is bringing her show to Columbus County. It's Reba, a tribute show. Friday, May 23rd at Brown Street Station. Tickets are only $25. Robin's got the dead-on voice, the looks, and the amazing personality of Reba. So don't miss this exciting show. Enjoy all of Reba McEntire's hits from Whoever's in New England to Fancy. Get your tickets at brownstreetstation.com or call 910-477-8080.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner. Dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
Welcome back, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com coming to you with the good news from our area. Like I mentioned a moment ago, it's weeks like this, we've got heroes and good Samaritans coming out of the woodwork in Columbus County. Whiteville Police honored several of its officers at the April 22nd council meeting. Chief Paul Rokenbach recognized Officer Adam Jens, Officer Marco Long, and Detective Joseph Ward for their quick response on September 10th. They transported Sergeant Hal Arnold to the Columbus Regional Healthcare during a medical emergency and quite possibly saved his life. Now, Officer Marco, well, he just sat there and did it again. He received a life-saving award for taking care of a choking infant on March 30th of this year. And then we move on up to this week, folks, and it's no secret that there'll likely be two more of such awards handed out to Whiteville first responders. Whiteville Fire Department Lieutenant Marquise Blanks and Whiteville Police Department Lieutenant Scott Moody did not hesitate when they went to a house fire on Lee Street earlier this week. They went through the flames and dragged out a dog that was trapped inside a kennel inside the home. Now, the dog was unconscious when they got her out. They used a donated oxygen mask that was made just for canines to revive the pit bull puppy. She was transported to a Wilmington emergency vet by Whiteville Animal Control, and she is expected to make a full recovery. The Wall That Heals visited Columbus County and the Veterans Memorial Park last week and pulled out on Sunday. Angela Norris said the wall had more than 400 visitors who signed the guest book. More folks than that just went straight to the wall or the education center without signing in, she said. She said they knew what they were looking for. The Wall That Heals is a 3/4 scale replica of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. The Education Center now has photos of every Vietnam War casualty, as well as a display of items left at the wall in tribute to those who fell. Wall organizers told Norris that Columbus County had one of the largest turnouts of volunteers that they have ever seen with the traveling wall. It was good to see so many of our folks giving the veterans of Vietnam the welcome and respect they so richly deserve, and it was great to hear praise for our community from a national organization. To everyone who was involved with the wall that heals, bringing it to Columbus County, thank you ever so much. Columbus County Sheriff's Office canine officers got to do a little training at the Edgewood Elementary campus this week. Canine Cooper put his nose to work with narcotics detection and article searching, while Canine Rex swept the area looking for explosives. Thankfully, there weren't any, and this was all part of training. I understand there were some concerned parents out there, and there might have been some rumors, but it was just a drill. It was just practice. It was nothing to worry about. Each focused training session helps to strengthen the skills of the dogs, as well as making them more effective in their fields and training their handlers at the same time. The East Columbus High School Band will host a meet and greet for rising 7th graders interested in joining the band. And students interested will get to meet the instructor, try out instruments, and see what band is all about. The gathering is going to take place May 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. in room 131 at East Columbus High School. Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum is bringing back Lunch on the Lawn starting May 15th at 11:30 a.m. Tickets are now available. They can be purchased at the depot for $25 each. A quilt expedition and raffle will be held on the day of the event. The museum is located at 201 Flemington Drive at Lake Waccamaw. Remember to check out our Good News tab throughout the week as it gets updated. We love hearing about the great things happening around you. If you'd like to share your church announcements, fundraisers, happy stories, birthdays, little kids with big fish, anniversaries, even the kids doing helpful things in your community, send them our way. We'll get it out there for you. And the best part is, it's free. And let's face it, we could all use some good news. Email thegoodnews@columbuscountynews.com or crystalfaircloth@columbuscountynews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Whiteville. We love visitors, and if the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.